Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ready to redact. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Democrats plan to make some edits in their rebuttal to the Republican memo. Congressman Adam Schiff tells CBS it's political. President Trump doesn't want their info released.
It completely undermines his claim of vindication.
That's what the president said about the GOP version, which alleges an FBI bias using the Trump dossier to do surveillance on an ex-campaign aide. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The White House notified the House Intelligence Committee on Friday that the president was unable to declassify the Democratic memo written by Adam Schiff because of national security concerns.
This report from the Democrats does not keep American lives safe. What it does is it reveals serious national security information.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley. President Trump has accused the Democrats of playing politics with classified information, saying it's a trap meant to blame the White House for lack of transparency. Dave?
John, a terrorist taken out. The Taliban in Pakistan confirmed today their deputy leader was killed in a suspected U.S. drone strike last week. The group says it's already replaced him to lead the militants who continue to fight in Afghanistan. President Trump tweeted this morning, it's time to invest in our country. Said he'll meet with state and local officials in a few hours, pushing a plan to initially spend $200 million to rebuild roads and bridges, upgrade railroads and airports.
Here are the four goals of the plan. First, it wants to stimulate $1.5 trillion in new investment. It wants to shorten the permit process to 2 years under one authority. It wants to invest in rural infrastructure. And fourth, to improve the workforce training.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The Senate will start debating DACA today. The president's compromise offers a path to citizenship for nearly 2 million immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids in exchange for border wall funding and some changes to legal immigration that Democrats resist. Stocks could surge on Wall Street at the opening bell. Futures are up big, coming off the worst sell-off in 2 years last week. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
After a weekend where North Korea shared the spotlight of the Olympics with the South Koreans, Secretary of State Tillerson said it's too early to tell if there is any real progress, that it's up to the North Koreans to be sincere about talks. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister invited the South Korean president to her country. Vice President Pence, also at the Olympics, has said the U.S. would talk to the North if there are open negotiations on getting rid of its nuclear weapons. Now, winter is in the name of these Olympics, but it's been a little too wintry.
For the second day in a row, alpine skiing competition called off. The Yongpyeong Alpine Center is being plagued by high winds. Today's women's giant slalom has been postponed to Thursday. U.S. hope Michaela Schifrin calling the delay a bummer. The men's downhill race was cancelled yesterday and also moved to Thursday. Organisers say the weather means it's not safe for athletes to compete. They also can't operate the gondola lifts needed to take skiers to the top of the mountain. In Seoul, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Turkey is accusing the U.S. of intentionally stalling the fight against ISIS in Syria, leaving pockets of militants on purpose to justify continued cooperation with a Kurdish militia that Turkey calls a terror group. Syria is calling a military achievement the shooting down of an Israeli warplane over the weekend after Israel launched airstrikes prompted by an Iranian drone flying over northern Israel.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli attack dealt severe blows to both Iran and Syria. He told the Israeli cabinet that it has reaffirmed Israel's policy to continue to strike any attempt to strike us.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Jerusalem. The power has been restored in Puerto Rico to most who lost it after a weekend substation fire on San Juan. However, hundreds of thousands on the island who lost electricity when Hurricane Maria hit 5 months ago are still in the dark amid a massive rebuilding. The storm destroyed two-thirds of the U.S. territory's power system. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
ESPN 93.5 into our 8 o'clock hour. Let's check your weather now. Diane Ducey with a three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Good morning, CBJ. We've got a high 28 expected with the sunshine. 13-hour low tonight, up to near 40 tomorrow, down to 29. 50 the high on Wednesday, but clouds. 55 Thursday, 50% chance of rain, and 80% chance of showers, then down to 27 Thursday night.
So nice.
Right.
I mean,
right
really.
Now, right now we're at 11.
Yeah.
With the sunshine.
It's cold.
ESPN 93.5.
But we're not digging, and we thought we were going to get some snow. Chicago got like 10 inches.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that Southwest Airlines canceled hundreds of flights yesterday? Because O'Hare ran out of de-icing liquid?
Uh-oh.
How does that happen? How does that happen? I mean, they canceled hundreds of flights. People trying to get A to B, and maybe their funerals or maybe their work assignments or vacation, whatever it is. That's a toughie. I mean, you think that you could go down to Big R or something and buy your... I mean, anyway, it's just...
Who's on inventory patrol there?
Well, again, for something like de-icing at O'Hare, which happens every other day?
Yeah.
Don't you have like five guys double-checking their work?
I mean, that's
just one of those how does that happen moments. Okay, Brad Underwood last night, after the game, waxed philosophical.
I was never the most talented team at Stephen F., even in my own league. I wasn't. But we were the best teammates we could be, and we fought the hardest, and we competed the hardest, and we tried the hardest. I mean, go look at my West Virginia game in the NCAA tournament. I didn't put anybody on the court over 6'4". Against their guys? They got pros. Yet it's what I live by. It's the process. The process has to win out, and the culture has to win. And yeah, do you have to have good players? Absolutely, you've got to have good players because everybody else has them. And that's we're young. We're young. We're going to develop. We're going to get guys that doing what they do. And I tell everybody this all the time. As you can't become great until you've dealt with adversity. Until you've had to go through some struggles to become great. I knew what this would be, but I didn't like the locker room today.
Sounds like a 2-11 team. Just what it is. And again, I really like the intensity our team shows. We just haven't been able to do it for 40 minutes. But at moments, with what he's got, man, those guys are clicking. They're cutting hard and doing what they're supposed to do, running that offense. And you got to make baskets. Anyway, again, play Indiana Wednesday night. Go get them. Bill Dendy from Dallas at 8:08. Bill is a financial guru type. How are you?
DJ, I am fine and dandy, and I'm so glad to be here with you today, and I'm hoping we have a winning season here for the rest of the year for Wall Street, but it sure has given us some reasons to be a little concerned. I mean, last week was kind of like a wake-up.
Bill?
Yes, sir. Can you hear?
Yeah, they kind of clipped there. Okay, yeah, last week was bumpy, but it's like if a team wins 30 games in a row and then loses four in a row, people panic? I mean, the correction was inevitable, wasn't it?
Exactly what I think. Nobody has ever drawn a straight-up line and say that's what the stock market does.
Right.
They always draw that curvy line, and it's just we got complacent. We forgot.
Yeah.
We had too many months where every single month you opened up the statements, and it's like, wow, we're 1% to 2% higher. And without a pullback, I think people just forget. And, of course, a lot of the media made it sound so bad when they said the historic largest point drop ever on Wall Street. But percentage-wise, it was nothing. That's not even a real correction yet.
It just was in. We'd never been this high. I mean, we were at 18 when Donald Trump was elected. We touched, what, 26 plus, and now we're 24 and a half or something. It looks like the future is going to bounce higher. It's going to be rocky and bumpy, but you're right, Bill. I don't understand people wringing their hands going, man, look at that. It must be Trump. It's just crazy.
Well, I think it's hilarious because people will not give any credit to Washington for helping the market out. But as soon as we have a 1,000-point drop, it's like, well, look what they've done, and it's a terrible thing. And the odd thing is, shutting down the government, that is concerning. But most of the market drop was pretty much because good things were happening, more because we're afraid that we're going to slow down the stimulus that the Fed has been providing since 2008. Whereas last Monday we had Jerome Powell sworn in as our new Fed chairperson. And with unemployment being historically, you know, down to 4.1%, and wage pressure for the first time going up, all this is good.
All this is good,
what's scaring the market.
And nothing changed over the last few years. All the main things are still in place, so you would expect it to run back up. But we did have our little blip, so maybe a buying opportunity?
I would say it's really an opportunity to reassess and make sure that you're not too exposed. Because if what we had last week disturbs you greatly, you probably should not have money in the market. What we had last week was almost a non-event for a trader. It is expected. We expect generally a 20 to 30% pullback every 2 to 3 years, and we haven't had that kind of pullback since 2008.
Wow.
And that's just historically what the market has done. So it's a good time to reassess. And yes, if you've had cash on the sidelines and you've been waiting for opportunities to get in, yeah, pullback should be your buying opportunities.
Okay,
but if you've been like other people,
I'm going to say though, if you say 20 to 30%, you mean it might not be done.
Well, that's right. A real correction will be like a 5,000-point drop, and that would not be abnormal. That would be more in line with what we'd expect as a pullback. But don't let what should and could happen direct you. This is the second longest bull market in our nation's history without that type of a 20 or 30% pullback. And only one other time have we gone more months than what we are right now. But it doesn't mean we have to go down. The longest running bull market ran for a couple more years before we had that kind of pullback.
Yep.
And so it means that you need to be careful not to be shook out of the market just because we have a little movement, and you shouldn't be pulled into the market because it's real high and you won't want to miss out. You've got to make sure that your asset allocation is correct. And it's a good, if you don't feel comfortable doing that yourself, you know that you've got the certified financial planners out there, you got the CPAs, you got other people who can help you do a risk assessment and determine about how much should we have at risk and where should we put things.
Right.
Just keep in mind that this is not a straight up type of a situation with the market. We do expect market curves, ups and downs. This is a normal thing. We can have a 20 or 30% pullback, but that doesn't mean the market's a terrible place to be either. It is understanding the investment that we're making. And I think, unfortunately, more of us have to understand this than ever before because we're responsible for our own retirements anymore and our 401k plans. And it's a important thing, not just for the super wealthy, but for all of us to get our arms around.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. When you say diversified, what does that mean? Does that mean, well, if you listen to William Devane, I ought to be having everything in gold, gold, gold.
That's right. If you want to be diversified, you have gold stocks, you have gold coins, and you have gold, silver. I know. It's a crazy thing that here in Texas, the people out in West Texas, they think a diversified portfolio is three different oil companies and maybe a pipeline too.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's interesting that people get excited about what they like.
Yeah.
Diversification across different industry groups and across different types of securities makes sense. And it's not just stocks and bonds in the world of investments. There are all sorts of other investments to consider. And I encourage people to get this type of education and make sure you're working with a group that can offer a wide variety of different investments.
Bill Dendy, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
God bless you.
God bless you. Always a pleasure. Bill Dendy down in Dallas. He's a certified financial planner. D-E-N-B-Y, Bill Dendy. D-E-N, what is it? Dendy. D-E-N-D-Y. Bill Dendy. 814 Sports Next.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
All right, 860. Here you go, sports headlines.
Penn State beat the Illini 74-52. LaRon Black led the team. We are 2-11 in the Big Ten, 12-14 overall. Next up Wednesday in Indiana, and 7:30 start.
Bloomington, Indiana, the Hoosiers. We beat them here, but they'll have ideas over there.
So yes.
Be a tough one. They're pretty good at home.
Big Ten boards last night, number 20 Michigan over Wisconsin, 83-72. Valpo over ISU, 74-58. SIU over Bradley, 74-57. Pacers over the Knicks, 121-113. Bulls and Orlando tonight. NFL trending news about Frank Reich with the Colts as their head coach.
I think he was the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills back in the 70s and 80s. I remember him.
He's 56.
No, he was the 90s. He was the 56. Okay, that'd be about right. He was the backup for Jim Kelly on those Buffalo teams, I think.
Last two seasons helping Philadelphia Eagles offense and obviously doing a good job at that. For the second time in less than a month, San Francisco 49er linebacker Reuben Foster has been arrested on a domestic violence charge. That's trending now also. On to the ice. Pittsburgh over St. Louis's Blues 4-1 yesterday. Blackhawks and Arizona tonight at Pebble Beach. Ted Potter Jr. was the winner. Steve Stricker in the top 35 or so.
Yeah, he was 11 under and then struggled a little bit yesterday, but terrific, I think, weekend for Steve Stricker.
Strong wins happening in Korea with two medals. I'm not sure what they're, bronze or whatever they are. Gold. Anyway, Jamie Anderson and Red Gerard were the snowboarding victors for America to give us our two medals. Norway leads right now with 8. Of course, we have until February 25th for you to warm up to this.
And I like figure skating. Watched that last night. I just no idea what they're doing. I have no idea why that person got 400ths better than that. I know that they land these things. These triples, there's 3.5. So apparently there's a man that's trying to do 5.
Whoa.
Spins. Nobody's ever done 5. That's crazy.
That is.
How do you land that? You first of all have to be really high to have the time to spin like that. And how don't you get dizzy when you're spinning at the end? Why aren't you dizzy? Somebody says, yo, I look really fast. I get dizzy. How do they do that?
Remember what? That shoot the duck move where you crouch down and you have one leg straight?
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that sometimes.
Okay.
Well, 20 years ago.
Again, these are the best people in the world at what they do. It's just sometimes what they do when it comes to Winter Olympics especially, it's like, how do you even get into that? And then you're getting up at 4 a.m. every day for about 40 years, and then you're...
Gotta be dedicated.
There was actually a 31-year-old figure skater. 31. which in this man's army is ancient. There was also a 15-year-old Russian that was crazy good. Didn't she win or was winning at 15? Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunshine, today's high 28, 13 hour low this evening. Tomorrow up to 39, down to 29, partly cloudy. More clouds on Wednesday, high 50, 55 Thursday, but that chance of rain is upon us. Right now we're at 12, ESPN 93.5.
Thank you, Michael, for texting me. Lutherans also get ashes. I stand corrected.
Yes.
Catholics and Lutherans.
Okay.
You want to text in, we'll go through a few of these here in a moment. 359-2255. We've talked Illinois. We've talked Yu Darvish. Cubs will probably be 162-0 this year. It's Cubs and Dodgers, right? But who else? Possibly. I mean, I would totally ask for autographs at this point. You guys will never lose. You're unbelievable. Yu Darvish? The biggest free agent in the offseason goes to the Cubs. Unbelievable. 820.
From the Fox Business Network, Oracle is stepping up its cloud business, opening 12 new data centers around the world, including two in the U.S. and locations in Asia, India, Saudi Arabia, and Europe. Oracle isn't saying how many people it will be hiring to staff the new centers. There's a merger of defense contractors. General Dynamics is buying CSRA, a company that provides IT services to the Pentagon. The deal is expected to help government agencies make the transition to the cloud and boost cybersecurity. Sears Canada is being sued because it made payments before seeking bankruptcy there. Creditors are targeting the former controlling shareholder in Canada, Eddie Lampert, who is also chief executive of Sears Holdings. They say the company paid out dividends and Lampert and his hedge funds were a major beneficiary of those payments. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Ah, this health insurance deductible is sky high.
You should consider an HSA, a health savings account. This is Linda Rogers with Prospect Bank. An HSA is designed to cover medical expenses for people just like you who have high deductible insurance plans. With Prospect Bank HSA, you get a checking account with a debit card and online banking access, and you can earn up to 1.25% APY. Check out this new opportunity by visiting bankprospect.com or your local branch. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, you like theater. Twin City Square doing the Female Odd Couple. Soto Theater in downtown Champaign. John Tilford, Diane Pritchard. How are you guys today? John, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
I'm
doing
wonderful.
Super. All right, so you guys opened. How did it go?
It went very well. Well received. Funny show. Funny, funny, funny.
Now, who wrote this?
Neil Simon.
He did?
Yes, he did.
The Female Odd Couple?
Yes. And Diane's got a great story on why he wrote the female version.
Okay.
Companies were cross-casting the male version with female characters.
Huh.
Neil Simon didn't like that because the whole show was written from a male perspective,
right,
and it didn't work with female characters, so he rewrote it as a female version with the women playing Trivial Pursuits and discussing men and women's issues and things make it right.
How would Neil Simon know a female perspective?
He does a pretty good job.
Does he?
Okay. Yes, he does. Maybe Marsha Mason taught him a thing or two.
Yeah.
But the play is still very timely, talking about women's empowerment and friendship. It's just a wonderfully funny play.
I see on the poster there's a heel and then a sneaker next to it.
Yes, exactly.
So is there someone who's more kind of prissy and
that's
fancy?
That's the whole premise of the Odd Couple,
okay.
Diane. Yeah.
Yes. The two main characters, Florence, not Felix Unger, and Olive, not Oscar Madison, have the same characteristics as the Felix and Oscar in the original version. Many of the lines are the same, but the situation, the general plot is the same, but it's from a female perspective.
Very good.
And it is refreshing. And I think that people should come out and see it, even if they think they know the premise of The Odd Couple, if they've seen it, or even if they know it, they need to come out and see this fresh first perspective. They really do.
Oh, you say Neil Simon. I mean,
yes, right, exactly.
Right. The change. Wow. I mean, that's...
Here's the biggest endorsement I can give. My husband saw the show yesterday, and he said he laughed more at this show than any show I have ever been in.
Really?
So, there you have it.
All right. So you hit a couple nerves there for your husband there.
Yeah.
All right. Diane Pritchard and John Tilford, Twin Cities Squared. What about Showtime's tickets? What do I do?
Sure. You can go to www.TwinCityTheaterCo.com. There's a link to get tickets. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m.
$40 a ticket? How much?
No. 15.
What?
15. 15 adults, 12 students and seniors.
IMAX costs more than that. Come on.
Thank you. That's right. And live theater to watch Diane Pritchard and seven other people on the stage. I guarantee you a great time.
All right. Last question. Why do you do this?
Well, basically, we're insane, but I do it because I get to meet new people almost every show, and if I weren't so incredibly shy and quiet, it does something. It's just that human interaction, and that's why theater has survived for all these years, and people need to be entertained.
Yeah.
And with Stevie and I growing up at Unity and sharing time on the stage, we appreciate what you've done.
Thank you.
For our youth.
On.
And how many?
No, go on.
Was it 25 years?
Oh, honey, I just retired after 30.
Wow.
I had 30 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Good for you, John.
Thank you so much for supporting Rocket Theater.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Diane, I didn't get yours. Why do you do it?
I love it. It's an avocation.
Yeah.
I'm a singer by training and brought the acting part just up on the stage through the guidance of many different directors and have kind of earned my stripes there the hard way. I'm not the classically trained actress, but I enjoy doing it. It's a nice challenge, especially as I get older, to memorize all those lines. Yeah. And this script has more lines than any show I have ever done.
Really?
And, there is an insanity aspect to it, too.
Well, listen, you all break a leg all weekend long. Go see the female version, Female Odd Couple.
And the Soto Theater, downtown Champaign, it's like right across the street from Christie kind of thing.
Exactly right.
So, how many seats in there? Not a ton, is there?
It depends on how many chairs we set up.
Right.
I can keep adding chairs till I fill the wall.
Got lots of chairs.
Right. We have lots of chairs.
Okay, so let's go to support this and have a wonderful night out. Again, website, John, one more time.
www.TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
Excellent.
Have a wonderful run. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Another show. Diane Pritchard and John Tilford, ESPN 93.5.
For two decades, Flooring Surfaces has been at the forefront of the flooring industry in central Illinois. Flooring Surfaces has an immense stock of imported porcelain tiles, ever-changing with the latest fashions in flooring. The newest technology for longer-lasting, better-looking vinyl planks, softer carpets that are easier to clean, and hardwoods from elegant exotics to rustic industrial designs. Find it all in the showroom at Flooring Surfaces. Once your design is complete, Flooring Surfaces offers professional installation service for any size project. Whether it's a kitchen backsplash, a tiled shower, an entire basement, or a 100-unit apartment complex, Flooring Surfaces has the experience you need to create a fantastic new space. So when you need carpet, vinyl, tile, laminate, or hardwood, remember that the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, the world at your feet.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things that you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started at Country Financial. Call me, Austin Beatty, at 217-352-0012. Again, it's Austin Beatty at 217-352-0012.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why
why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Yeah, thank you to John and Diane for coming in. Twin City Theater Company, and again, Female Odd Couple showing this weekend. So plenty of seats if you want to go see that. It'd be awesome. It sounds like a really funny show.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go to Radio Refunds, you can save some money. We've got all kinds of wonderful certificates. I went to Pies the Limit over the weekend. You can get a $10 gift card, Pies the Limit, Village at the Crossing Champagne, for $5 is all we're selling those for.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice individual pizza. You have all 35 toppings on the darn thing. If you want, still $8.99. Also, we got Harvest Ale House up in Paxton, along with Humble Hog in Paxton.
Yeah.
We got Body Bronze gift cards. These are great deals at RadioRefunds.com. I also wanted to mention we are selling one spring training trip to Jupiter, Florida. And I'll give you the details on that. And you have to drive yourself or fly yourself there, but I've got you covered for a couple of spring training games for the St. Louis Cardinals. I'll give you the details of that right after the news. Also, we talk about pharmaceuticals getting sued as being part of the opiate epidemic.
Right.
What is that? Details next about that as well. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Senators taking up a rare open-ended debate on immigration this morning.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake told NBC's Meet the Press he believes real progress will be made this week.
It's a real debate on an issue where we really don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Republicans are expected to introduce President Trump's immigration plan.
Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Democrats strongly oppose aspects of the president's plan. A vigil in suburban Columbus, Ohio last night. As the community tries to cope with the killings Saturday of two police officers, today police in Westerville are inviting the public to line the route as they escort the bodies of officers Eric Joring and Anthony Morelli to separate funeral homes. And both flight data recorders have been found from the crash of a Russian airliner outside Moscow, which killed 71 people. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over.
So we have this spring training trip that we have one package we're going to sell. You can go to RadioRefunds.com and get information. But essentially, this is for March 9, 10, and 11, two nights at a beautiful hotel. It's Embassy Suites Palm Beach Gardens. We have a rental car if you need that. That'll be available to you if you fly in.
Also, you get to see the Cardinals take on the world champion Houston Astros. That'll be on the 9th. You'll get to watch batting practice on the 10th. Watch the Cardinals take on Miami on the 10th as well. And then there will be an exclusive dinner and reception in Jupiter with some of the Cardinals. Plus, you get a couple of Cardinal jerseys as well.
Nice.
So it's a nice package, probably near, what, $1,500, $2,000 on sale for $1,500. And transportation not included is for two people.
Okay.
Get all the details at RadioRefunds.com, RadioRefunds.com. But it's if you're already planning to go and you really haven't ironed everything out, this has you at batting practice, two games, and a chance to go to that dinner and reception with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like a caravan where you get to meet some people, get some autographs. So it's really, really cool. Kind of an inside deal here. And I only have one of these packages available. It's at RadioRefunds.com. You can get all your details there. Here you go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 28, 13 hour low tonight. Up to near 40 tomorrow with the sunshine again. Down to around 28. More clouds come our way Wednesday with a high 50. 55 by Thursday, but the chance of rain during the day at 80%. Right now the temperature's at 12. ESPN 93.5.
Donald Trump unveiling $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan today. I'm all in on this. We have got failing roads and bridges. That's what I think of for infrastructure. Could also include airports. Why not make it the best of the best?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have spent $7 trillion in the Middle East over the last 20 years. It would be nice to see that money. If, you know, obviously, you can debate wars and things we do, but I love the idea of spending $1.5 trillion because, you know what, that means a whole bunch of work for all of us related or just even kind of related that just kind of streams around. I mean, if you have a construction site here, they've got to use the local gas stations and restaurants and hotels. It'd be just, it's a big country. And I think, you know, building, making nicer things for our infrastructure, particularly our bridges, we are a little behind on all that stuff. Anyway, I like it. I'm in. I hope we can do this. I think it might be a bipartisan thing as well. Well, Alabama has joined the growing list of states and cities suing the pharmaceutical industry over the country's opioid epidemic. Happy to welcome legal specialists, business litigators, successful track record of lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies for wrongful death, serious side effects. It's Connor Sheehan. Connor, how are you?
Good morning, Stevie. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. Okay, is this a valid? Is this a legit lawsuit?
Absolutely it is. And what the plaintiffs are seeking to do in this case, and the plaintiffs being in large part state, municipalities, and counties, are seeking to recover the rising cost of health care associated with taking care of these opioid-addicted individuals. And the statistics are just staggering. In 2017 alone, the United States spent over $500 billion in healthcare-related costs taking care of opioid-addicted individuals. In the next 2 years, the opioid epidemic is expected to cost the United States $1 trillion and kill 100,000 people. Now, those costs are not just to the individuals and the families who are being killed. It's also down to the taxpayer level as well, with regard to the healthcare costs for taking care of all these folks. So it's an epidemic like nothing we've ever seen before. It's even more expansive than the big tobacco litigation in the 1990s.
Well, I'm all in on stopping the opiate epidemic, but I'm trying to figure out how pharmaceuticals are responsible for it. I mean, somebody's putting it in their mouth or shooting it in their arm. At what point is there responsibility? I mean, do they promote it?
Yeah, look, there's responsibility enough to go all around the table here, but what the allegations are is that it's difficult to curtail overprescribing of these highly addictive opioids when drug companies are sending drug representatives into doctors' office to promote the sale of a drug that they know is highly addictive, when they're advertising these highly addictive drugs to doctors in medical journals, and they're spending millions and millions of dollars to get doctors to prescribe more of a drug that they know is highly addictive instead of curtailing those prescriptions.
I would think doctors would certainly hold some responsibility with the refills and what have you, because my understanding is you get some sort of a pain medication that's an opiate, you can be addicted. I mean, full-blown addiction in 7 days.
Absolutely. The CDC has reported that 1 in 4 people who receive a prescription for an opioid struggle with addiction. That's a staggering high number. And with regard to the doctors, like I said, there's enough blame to go around the table in this one. Certainly there are doctors out there that are over-prescribing these drugs to put more money in their pockets, but I believe that is a vast minority of the doctors who are doing so.
Okay, Connor, I'm playing the devil's advocate in all this stuff, too, because you know I know there's big money in suing pharmaceuticals. What would you, if you could say, okay, here's what I want you to do. I'm not going to sue. We're not going to be part of a class action, but here's what you must do. What would you have them do?
Well, I think they need to, the drug companies who have made billions and billions of dollars off these opioid products need to come back in and tender some funds to help the states, the municipalities, the counties, the individuals recover some of these health care costs. Going forward, these drugs need to be highly restricted.
Yeah.
The doctors need to be exceptionally well educated on the risks associated with these drugs so that they can dole them out in a very measured manner and not at the level that we're seeing out there on the market today.
Yeah, it's a horrific, horrific problem we've got going. And then, of course, if they can't get access, they just go on the corner and get a $25 heroin hit, right?
Right. And what you're seeing is that as individuals start taking these opioid medications, their body gets used to it, so they need more. And the cost of opioids is not going down, it's going up. And so heroin then becomes a cheaper alternative. And everybody knows how dangerous heroin is. And so people are starting with opioids, and it's becoming a gateway drug for drugs like heroin.
Yeah, wow. Well, it's a big deal. There's no question it's not going away. All right, Connor, appreciate you. How do people find you?
Go to dunshehan.com, dunshehan.com. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Thanks for joining us this morning, ESPN 93.5. Yeah, you can get into all kinds of lawsuits on blame. There's personal responsibility as well. And if somebody has prescribed you opiates, you just take it barely, maybe a day or two if it's going to help the pain.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be educated yourself as to the dangers of it. I just can't imagine anybody, any doctor, and I'm sure they're out there, but everybody I've ever met has been so responsible as explaining. And then when you pick it up at the pharmacy, they explain it. Flags are out. I mean, we know you can get hooked on stuff and you might be going through a lot of pain, but you don't want to be in opiates longer than a couple days. You just don't want to get hooked on this stuff.
This article on OxyContin sales in 2017 from Purdue that generates the drug, $1.94 billion made last year.
It is a lot. And there's a lot of money being made. I get all that.
Yeah.
But again,
what cost?
And how do you, and he said, you know, you some of that money and you ought to go help the healthcare. Well, how much? What's that number? Very difficult to determine all those things. And yet, the opiates are very helpful in medicine
mm-hmm.
when you need it. You just can't be on the stuff. I just can't believe it makes you a full-blown addict in 7 days. We've all taken medication. I mean, how often do we get some medication to say, take all 5 days of it?
You know, yep.
It's just not addictive.
That's right.
Sometimes you take medicine longer than 5 days. I mean, for high blood pressure and cholesterol, mm-hmm. you're on it all the time.
Uh-huh.
And yet this one just gets you into the wrong area, and all these people die?
Right.
People dying every day. It's just crazy. All right, 8:42, check your sports headlines next. ESPN 93.5.
This Valentine's Day, stay in. Don't worry about one good night out. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night, year after year. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. Because we sell directly to you at BollandBranch.com, there are no middleman markups. Our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Not only will they be the most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on, they also arrive beautifully packaged, making them the perfect gift for Valentine's. There's a reason our sheets have tons of 5-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including 3 U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. And you can try them risk-free for a month. This Valentine's Day, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping, when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
1 Corinthians 16:14 states, let all that you do be done with love. Wednesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. Show the person you love and respect how special they are with flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist. Have your flowers delivered on Monday the 12th or Tuesday the 13th and receive a free dozen roses in July. John 4:12 states, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. How special we are that God can live through us. Visit the Blossom Basket at blossombasket.com.
All right, not so good last night at the State Farm Center. It was pretty good first half. I mean, I thought we played with all the fight and the energy, and it was pretty darn good, and that was it. After the kind of the collapse at the end of the first half, we were up 36-32 and ended up going down 37-36 at half. After a three ball and a mistake on the end line, and then they scored 5 points in 4 seconds, and we never, I don't think we recovered from that. Anyway, sports headlines.
74-52 was the final. And you're right, I wanted to look up the difference in the score and losing by that much.
Now, I've really been covering and following, because I did used to cover it, but I've been following Illinois since the 60s. And I'm sure there were times then, but post-Lou Henson, and maybe a first few years of Lou Henson, but since 1975, I would say this is the worst home loss we've ever had. Might be wrong. That's my recollection. We don't get beat at home. There was a string there we barely lost ever at home. And to get beat by 22 at home is just breathtaking for Illini fans when we were at the top of the league forever. And now it's... Ooh,
yeah.
So it's not easy.
That's right. We're 12-14 on the season, 2-11 in the Big Ten. And we've got Indiana coming up at 7:30 on Wednesday. Number 20, Michigan over Wisconsin, 83-72. Valpo over ISU, 74-58. SIU over Bradley, 74-57. Pacers over the New York Knicks, 121-113. Bulls in Orlando tonight. NHL action. Pittsburgh over the St. Louis Blues 4-1 yesterday. Blackhawks in Arizona going at it tonight. In the Olympics, the United States has 2 medals. Norway leading with 8. We've been successful on snowboarding with Jamie Anderson winning for the women, and we also had Red Gerard winning for the men. Strong winds affecting outdoor action today in Korea. We also have Frank Reich, who is 56, as the new head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. He spent the past couple of seasons helping the Philadelphia Eagles with their offense.
This is what I remember. And again, this is a long time ago, but Frank Reich, I think the new coach of the Colts, he was quarterback when somebody was winning 38-3 in a playoff game. And I think it was Houston and Buffalo, and 38-3, and the team that was losing 38-3 won 41-38. And I think Frank Reich might have been quarterback for the Bills, filling in for Jim Kelly. Anyway, it's a long time ago, but Frank Reich's been around football for a long time. Now he gets a shot at a head job. He'll be the Colts guy following the whole, was it Josh McDaniel, the guy from Patriots supposedly had accepted the job, and then I think the owner, Bob Kraft of New England, said, hey, got next. And Bill Belichick steps down. That's my guess. I think right. McDaniel said, okay, McDaniel. I'm going to hang right here.
That's right. Ted Potter Jr. wins at Pebble Beach, I think 17 under.
Yeah.
The 24th win of his career at Huff Hall. Isaiah Martinez finished third undefeated regular season with his 11-0 record. Congratulations. He's the senior. I just tweeted a picture of he and I out at Diane_Ducey when he came into the studios here and visited with us here on ESPN 93.5. Good stuff from Isaiah. And Yu Darvish to the Cubs, 6-year, $126 million.
Not only did the Cubs get the best guy of free agency, they got him for cheap. They did.
Okay.
$21 million a year these days for a frontline guy. Okay.
Okay.
It was fun. Season's over. I guess they win it again. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
JT Walker's High School Sports Showcase tomorrow night. Unity in Monticello, brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Be ready when the whistle blows. Their new location at First and Windsor in Champaign. Long's Garage, 503 East Main Street in Urbana, with their ASE certified technicians online. IlliniMattress.com. Family owned and operated. Another option for your internet, voice, and TV without the contracts. Check out i3 Broadband. roof.com and have the roof your home deserves. RoofDoctorsCo.com, bringing on the Unity Monticello game at 7:30 tomorrow night on ESPN 93.5.
Market's up 330. Tell me about Axel. What is it like being canine working with a doggy?
Well, unfortunately, he is not a pet, and people, you know, seem to think that these are pets. They come home, they lay on the couch and things like that, and he gets a lot of love, but he is, I affectionately refer to him as a Fernado. He is just, he wants to work. He loves to work. His drive is incredible. He is a year and a half old. He is a Shepherd Malinois from Hungary, and he's an incredible asset, but there's a lot more work than what people seem to think happens.
A little like a service dog, maybe, where they're working all the time for somebody who's blind or deaf or something, and it's a professional kind of thing, but, you know, you bond.
Oh, yes.
But it's a, you got to go find those drugs for me, or, well, you can tell when people freak out when they see you and a dog.
Oh, yes.
Because a dog's not going to miss it.
No, he's not going to miss it, and I think also because they come with teeth.
Yeah, so, well.
People are a little afraid of that.
Sarah Lynx, our law enforcement official of the month for February.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Jewelry makes the perfect Valentine's Day gift for her, and you'll find it at 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign. Now through Valentine's Day, buy one piece of jewelry at regular price and get the second piece 50% off. Offer applies to both jewelry and select Valentine's Day gifts. Choose from a beautiful selection of handcrafted earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and rings, including one-of-a-kind fine silver pieces. And sweeten your gift by adding one of our favorite fair trade chocolates. Shopping for her is easy at 10,000 Villages, 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign.
All right, here's your three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, a little on the chilly side. Sunshine, high 28, low 13. 39 the high tomorrow with sunshine, down to 29. Up to 50 on Wednesday. That's Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday, so I'm in conflict. I'm really doing more of a Fat Tuesday thing on my sweets and chocolates because Ash Wednesday, Valentine's Day.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have a chance of rain on Thursday, but the high 55, temperatures dropping down to 25 at night. Right now, the temperature's at 14, ESPN 93.5.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial. When you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call Country Financial Representative Andrew Dietrich today at 217-351-3941. Country Financial Agent Andrew Dietrich at 217-359-3941. The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their education programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and tips to create your own rain garden. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. If you're a golf nut, the simulators at Lake of the Woods can keep your swing warm this winter. Go to ccfpd.org to see what all the Champaign County Forest Preserve District has to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter. Go to ccfpd.org.
I'm going to look into this story about Southwest Airlines canceling hundreds of flights because O'Hare International Airport ran out of de-icer.
Right.
I just, that is just so, it's like, O'Hare runs out of gas.
Right.
You don't have a lack of de-icer in the winter in Chicago.
It's unheard of.
And couldn't you run to Midway and grab a truck? I guess Midway needs it, too.
They canceled all flights at Midway.
Oh, for the de-icer problem at Midway? Was this Midway then?
More than 1,300 flights canceled.
What?
Total in Chicago.
Are you talking O'Hare or Midway or just Midway?
Or has it been both?
Southwest is only out of
Midway. Yeah, Southwest just flies out of Midway. So if it's Southwest, maybe it's 1,300 total flights. So anyway, I've got to look into what the heck happened to run out of de-icer.
It says the Chicago City major airports canceled more than 1,300 flights.
Because of de-icer.
It doesn't say that. Right. It says weather. They got 10 inches of weather.
Well, a lot of it was canceled because of weather.
Mm-hmm.
But the de-icer part I'm going to look into because I can't believe it.
Right.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Get back with you tomorrow. The Jeremy Warner program next. Fighting Illini. Got that to talk about. And, of course, Yu Darvish of the Cubs means the Cubs will probably go 162-0.
Well, Austin Berkland is certainly smiling this
morning. Have a great Monday.
Momentum Archery wants you to shoot great. Momentum's professional team works with archers of all levels and provides excellent customer service and helpful one-on-one instruction. Momentum specializes in bow hunting, recreational archery, and competition. With leagues, game night, classes, and birthday parties, there's something for everyone. Plus, you won't want to miss out on the widely popular archery tag. Think of it like paintball without the welts. Come visit Momentum today and check out their 24-hour indoor shooting range. Find them on Route 45 in Tolono or online at momentum.com.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie, year after year after year. Call Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Game Day Spirit has partnered with the newly named Illinois Geese College of Business to bring you a line of Geese Business apparel. Shop the pre-order selection underneath the Geese Business tab and get behind the new branding of the College of Business. While you're there, browse the Game Day Vault to shop the Dick Buckus collection and brand new apparel with Illinois College Vault logos on the site now. Game Day Spirit is also getting ready to add all new apparel to the stores and at Game Day Spirit.com. Be the first to own a Nike replica baseball jersey for the upcoming season at Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
What will you plunge for this winter? Maybe you'll plunge for a family member, a coworker, a friend, or maybe you'll just plunge for fun. On Saturday, February 24th, join hundreds of brave participants as they take the plunge into the icy waters of the Lake of the Woods in Mahomet for the athletes of Special Olympics Illinois. Sign up for the annual Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge presented by Geico, and you'll be freezing for a reason. Register or support a plunger at PlungeIllinois.com or call 345-2424. That's PlungeIllinois.com or 345-2424.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. The good book says, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some people have entertained angels unaware. We may think he's only talking about complete strangers who briefly pass by and are gone. To me, I believe it refers to anyone, and that anyone could be your friend, people who work for you, even your boss. And maybe, just maybe, that person was put in your life because they needed caring, compassion, and understanding. This week, pause and reflect on those around you, and see if you can start looking at them from a heavenly point of view, not an earthly one. If you do that, I guarantee you may find one person who really needs your love and care. Who knows? You may be entertaining angels unaware. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we don't view you as a stranger. Our goal is to serve you with care, compassion, and distinction. Call BPC and A&R and become part of our family of clients.
This Valentine's Day, stay in.
Don't worry about one good night out. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night, year after year. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. Because we sell directly to you at BollandBranch.com, there are no middleman markups. Our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Not only will they be the most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on, they also arrive beautifully packaged, making them the perfect gift for Valentine's. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. And you can try them risk-free for a month. This Valentine's Day, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping, when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.